was pretty tight. Of course, that was Angie Mattson and Drive, 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 Drive. And it's her birthday. Happy birthday, Angie. And anybody listen to her great music? That's actually from her first LP called Sudden Pain. Check her out at angiematson.com. And she has Skeleton Key that just came out last year. I believe she has a new LP that she just, actually an EP that she performed, added a couple songs. Find out about that, that she has just recently released within the last month or so. And I'll try to get that up for you down the line. Do check her out. Great music. And again, happy birthday, Angie. And of course, this is Andrew Fetter. Welcome to When Pigs Fly. And how's everybody doing? Anyway, it's been an unusual week. Usually, and I say this because we've had unusual weather, unusual markets, I guess, up and down, people looking at stocks and all that great manipulation of our monies as some things are coming to fruition that have often been said about the banks and the Federal Reserve and Bank of England, and it's not wrong, it is right. Do investigate. You'll find out the truth yourself, how the manipulation is going on, and take heed to notice what you can do. You can actually change that. Now, what I'm going to talk about now, and it's actually, I was going to do this actually last couple shows, and I, you know, how way things happen during the week, or weeks, some things I decided to change, do something different, as far as explanation of certain circumstances, but I've been long wanting to talk about this issue, and because it's constantly been thrown into my face about wanting people to ask me to discuss it, and friends of mine and colleagues, and also I've had a couple emails regarding this, and it's regarding TV. You know, I don't watch TV. You know, it's sort of funny because some people go, "Hey, man, I'm cool. I don't watch TV. You know, I'm above that." And then there's others that says, you know, TV is wash your brains. It's an idiot box. And it's all right. It does actually it can do stuff. But there's also all kinds of things around our society. Whether you're watching, driving down the street and you're looking at an image on a billboard, or simply playing a video game or watching a music video, or listening to music, or the radio. There's variables of things that actually feed your mind, and there's manipulation, or attempted manipulation, as I could say. And let me explain to you, first of all, if you are aware of a famous, and it's one of my favorite artists, he never used to say he was an artist, it is, of course, MC Escher. As you know, for those out there, it's E-S-C-H-E-R, if you're not aware of who Escher is. He's the one who has made very unique pictures that almost look, if you watch them, they're very, like, hands drawing hands. You don't know. He creates images that are sort of, create almost an illusion effect of three dimensions, of areas where it starts, where it ends, and he plays with your eyes. If you look how he does his pictures, you'll gander. And being me, as I was a graphic artist for some 10 years, I had to learn all these little tricks to play with one's perception and create an illusion of what they really see is not really what they see. And a lot of things are hidden within certain layers which you're not even aware of. And this is often happens. This is the way manipulation is utilized in our commercialized format of through whether it's TV commercials, radio, etc., etc. And there's a definite manipulation because, you know, it's and I'm talking on just on the commercial side to get you to buy things, right? You're indoctrinated to buy things. So at the same speech, in the same way, it comes to natural logic that the same for media can be utilized to manipulate you into other forms of policies so that you'll believe in it. And it's really interesting because I want to tell you something. I was just watching a movie. Actually, my son told me to watch. And then I realized that it was called, and you should all watch it. It's called Why We Fight. And it's not like what you think it is. It talks about the Iraq War and how we got in there in the United States. And how media, the government, manipulated the media to do that. Now, there's a reason why they will repeat certain words in certain ways to get you convinced. It's a war on terror, terror, terror. The war on terror. They wouldn't say a war on Iraq, remember, for a long time. And then they repeat certain things even if it's not true. Now, this is also utilized in many ways of manipulation. I noticed, like in Europe, they do this to create a hatred like for Israelis and Zion. They keep on using the word Zionist, Zionist, Zionist. And they use it in the same format as being hateful and evil, and there's a cabal and blah, blah, blah. They say it so much, so people naturally start saying it. So they already have that innate manipulation going on of hatred toward Israel or Zionism or even Jews, which are one and the same. Now, it's the same thing in the U.S. where they utilize the same manipulation and toward hate toward Muslims. You know, and I've explained the reason why they create this, because it's divide and conquer routine, and they feed upon the hatred thing. Even to hate themselves, you know, to you hate them as well. You know, that I'm talking about the NWO, New World Order. They love that too. So it is a way to create manipulation in words. It's a way to format. And the manipulation, and like I said, is all forms of media. And some of it is actually straightly directed, like I just said to you. They'll use words or images flashing in front of you, right in front of your face. And some yet are some subliminal, even without even, and some actually without intent. You know, it could happen where somebody is actually, sort of you can say unconsciously, as an artist or somebody wants you to like something, and without them realizing they did it, they will actually put that image in there. And that you can say without intent, but everything's with intent ultimately. Now, we are all influenced by images. What we experience, and I'll go into in a spiritual context, we are very subjected to our experiences of what we experience with images and sound and things of that nature. This is just a definite, you know, that's what makes us, our perception, our through our eyes, the way we see things and the way we hear things. And it depends upon our frequency. Now, realizing that the average person, by the way, sees an image of approximately 16 clicks per second. Imagine that, 16 clicks per second. And this is just visually. Now, visually, in effect, there's a billion upon billion upon billion times billion clicks per second. That's how little we perceive. And Einstein, for example, or Buddha, or whatever, some who's just, or, you know, Moses or Jesus, whatever, would probably have had a, you know, element of 50 to 100 clicks per second they can perceive. And that's still pretty minimal. And that's only what we perceive. So all those clicks, remember I told you those clicks. So imagine 16 clicks the person average sees. And these clicks is, if you know the old story, you know how you take a cartoon, draw a piece of paper, another one you slightly moves, another one slightly moves, and you flip that fast enough, the person will see, it'll give the illusion like the cartoon is moving, but they're all stills. Now, you slide within those stills, you know, an image to influence, you know, just one or two. And this I'll explain in a second. That is subliminal way of clicks and how manipulation. Now, during the course of my conversation, one of my colleagues, we were talking about manipulation and mind control and all that stuff, and then they talk about if you know about the Manchurian Candidate, by the way, there's two movies of it. There's the old version, the new version. Personally, I think the new older one was a little bit better, but you know, sometimes that's just me, you know. The newer one was a little bit different, but that was actually pretty interesting because it was more modern, more realistic for our day. See, the old one was done in the 60s or 70s, so sort of like, if you look at it, it's like, wow, it looks like a definitely 60s, 70s movie. Now, the Kent, I mean, during Canada, when somebody refers to that, is referring to mind control of a soldier to carry out a crime. Like, they would say, oh, a Harvey Oswald or somebody like that, or, you know, the guy who just did the murders in I think it was Norway on that island. You know, somebody can hypothesize that he was a Manchurian candidate, and that might be, too. It almost looks like it. The lone wolf, as they call it. Oh, he was just by himself, but was he? Those people who have perhaps became that. Now, the Manchurian candidate program, like I said, mind manipulation, can also be applied to masses as well as manipulation. And this is why I think a lot of people are pretty much aware of TV and a lot of media, just want to like run to the cave and not want to look at it. And I understand that. That's their choice. But it's also like living in a shell, and you're separating yourselves from actual real humanity, because that is part of humanity stuff. So, but everybody has choices in their own opinions. They are right about that. There is a mass amount of things that are being manipulated, and people work about that. I mean, that's what commercials are. You know, and I'll explain how I know this is and how things are done, because I worked developing designs for casinos, and they very much utilize tricks to catch people to do certain things and like certain things. And even in movies, there's obvious tricks. When I worked in the movie industry, with positioning the cameras, the lighting, the way the speech and the sound is done, those are all done and can be utilized to directly manipulate or subliminally manipulate the way you feel about something. Now, let's see what TV actually does. It is made up of images, and these images you relate to are dependent upon your previous experiences. And of course, your awareness of the TV. But before I get into more of that, there has always been an element, and this has to do with the, how you say, the neo-Christian attitudes of things. There's always people who they've called the radio the devil, or evil, or rock and roll, or music, or newer stuff, movies, TV. This hasn't been nothing new about, you know, it's part of their little dogma of, you know, if it's something modern and giving free speech where people can think for themselves, it's got to be the devil's work. So that's one reason why they don't like it. And also because of sexual innuendos, which some people believe that, you know, which I totally disregard, imply that sexuality of humanity is something of dirty and evil of nature, which is sort of retarded, because didn't God give us that, if you look at God as a personification? Anyway, which I don't. But in all regards, there are highly positive elements within our media, and there's also negatives. I mean, just telling you there is positive. You don't believe it, but some people go, oh, well, can be positive. There is. There is definitely positive. So for everything, there's positive and negatives. You know, it's dependent upon your view of whether you see it, but, you know, there is. And I'll explain, I'll get into that, like I said. There's a lot of stuff I want to get into, but I want to get into the issue of the negativity and how the so-called, and it is real, the magic trick works. And once you see that, you'll understand. Let's look, if you were watching TV, for example, or a movie, and you're completely unaware that the movie was fake. You know, you thought it was reality. And you saw there was this real blood and violence and killing and stuff. It was a real violent movie. And you had no idea that this was fake blood and fake guns and fake bullets and etc. And no, they're not here to take me away. To the funny farm, away we go. I love playing this live, because then you get to hear the ambulance coming driving by. But as I was saying, the real, you would think that if you did not know that this was fake or aware of it, you might think that this is a real killing and a murder. a person first watching TV would look at it like, wow, this is like real, but it's fake. So naturally you'd be in shock. And this is, but once you know that it's fake blood and it's fake shooting and it's all made up by Hollywood or it's not, whatever, Bollywood now, or Londonwood, or where, Frenchwood, or Italian, or even Chinese, Thai, or Japanese, it's fake. And you would realize that it is fake, and so you would react to it like, oh, God, that's not real anyway. Now, this same thing of the fakeness, because you know the magic trick. Once you're aware of the magic trick that's influenced behind the scenes, and then you understand the manipulation that's going on, then you no longer can allow yourself to be easily manipulated. Of course, we always choose to be manipulated in any sense, and that's a real reality. But by knowing the trick, then you can easily see the image that you see is not a reality, and then you now know that it is bullshit. Now, this happens, like I said, within all media, with the ads, commercials, radio, music, TV, video games, even the YouTube and the internet. This is all manipulated. Like I said, sometimes movies are made so well and so well knowingly, many are still sensitive to these images at the point they're even still scared. Like if you put a scary movie, they've used such great effects now that it still gets you, makes you afraid, even by the theme of the movie, like Final Destination. It already makes you, they've done a real slow process to develop you to get into that. That's the great work of a good director and a good cinematographer, a good editor, yada, yada, and music and sound. We often actually see with our ears and hear what we see, and that's another thing. But there, let me give you an example of classic manipulation and psychologically with images, so you can sort of see. When I was doing graphics, and I started doing a lot, like I said, 10 years ago, I mean for 10 years, for the much of the casinos, conventions, and stuff like that. I remember one time Bally's came over and they had all these designs that were actually pre-made designs. I didn't have to do anything. They just basically wanted them laid out so they can, and they had to be specific in size and specific arrangements so that when they printed it out, they printed on this clear plastic material where I worked, they had a machine that would print it on a special stuff, and it would go on the plates of glass or plexiglass or usually glass, and that would go on to the what we'd call the one-arm bandits or the slot machines. And I was asking them how come they were so precise. I mean, to a millimeter, man, they were so tight what they wanted where these things were. And then they were telling me how they use these images. I mean, they had psychologists, by the way. That's who I was talking to. The psychologists of these representing working with these casinos, they literally were laughing. And they said, listen, if you go to a casino and not just look at the people playing those machines and think about what they're doing. They're pulling their money, or now they made it even easier. The money's already in there because they do cards and things like that. And they make you to consistently sit there, push a button or pull the one arm and or play even poker machines. And you're sitting there, bum, bum, and they're standing, sitting there. Just go to a casino if you're ever in Vegas or wherever. And they're just sitting there like mesmerized, like little monkeys. Boing, 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 popping their money and click and click, click. Well, how do you do that to them? Because if you look at normal and a rational way of looking at it, it's retarded what they're doing. It really is, if you think about it. I mean, would you take a cardboard box and I cut a slide into it, and then I open one little corner of it with one little teeny hole, would you sit there and maybe one coin or two coins will come out of that hole, depending, and you start dropping coins in it? You wouldn't, because you look at the box, it's not going to draw you in to do it, or sitting there. So they create something to play with your eyes. They use like the number sevens in a row. There's a reason for that. The fruit, the bananas, the cherries, the images that they go see, the themes they have around them, they're also utilized to do that. They actually make the tray actually is hollow underneath, so when the coins hit, it sounds like more ding, ding, ding. It sounds like more money. When you hear the dinging, the ringing going on from all these the machines, it gives you excitement. So they're manipulating not just by the visualization of what you see in the images, but also, like I said, the sound. So you get entranced. You are in a trance. Like I said, I worked with these psychologists who represented Bally's, and they informed me why they wanted them to do this. And I told you, Vegas has it down pretty much how to manipulate and place it so people are become suckers. Our ads are done in a way, they actually, when I was designing ads, they have it down. They use what's called the golden rule, and most ads campaigns, really high-end commercials and ads, use what they call the 30-60. It's a famous rule, understanding. It's the Greek, I forgot his name, Greek philosopher, I think, came up with it. And they call it the golden rule, which is 60-30, or one-third to two-thirds rule. Solid space, empty space. And what that is people feel more harmonic when they see things of one-third versus two-thirds naturally. So if you want somebody to buy something or interest in something, feel harmonious with something, they would actually set up the image to look like that. When you put two more than that, people stand out and they feel uncomfortable. If you make less, like it's just one little space, they feel like, boy, they're not going to feel comfortable. But you put that 60-30 in there, they are going to be attracted to that ad. That's a way of eye manipulation. So whatever you do, you'll see this. I'm just telling you, these are facts. This is how they utilize an ad campaign. So just think, they use the same thing while doing TV, doing movies. There's reasons why a cameraman or a director places a person sort of to the left or sort of to the right. There's a visual reason why they do that. There's a reason why they'll put depth or a long lens or a short lens and make the person wider or skinnier. You can actually make somebody look fatter or skinnier on just by the kind of by the camera lens you use. Everybody knows that. It's like, what, a long lens or a short lens? A short lens will make you look fatter, wider. Longer lens makes you longer and taller. So these are manipulations of the reality. And this is how it's done. These are and it's subliminally. So you can't discord. I can say every single thing that's done in our image and TV and everything is out of manipulation. It is. It's when you know these magic tricks and you know they're aware of them and you see them, then you can click back. Once you consciously and unconsciously understand this stuff, then you actually, I believe that you are a little bit able to handle this if you want to. If you're not, then don't watch it. But anyway, but much of what I'm talking about, like just to, is actually of the information and all those medias and all the that we watch TV, blah, 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 is to an entertainment and perhaps inform or an enjoy. But I would say that there is at least, and I'm saying at least minimum of 50% is really to influence and manipulate you and keep you more busy or even distracted of what's important or simply lie to you or misinform you or misdirect you. Some of this, like I said, is direct, and some of, like I said, can be subliminal. You know, example movies when they used to do this a long time ago, but I was explaining earlier they used to take I told you they have, when you see a movie it's 16 clicks a second. So if you put in with within the slide and I take a couple images and I slide them in, let's say a popcorn and soda and candy, and you're at a drive theater, they would actually do this. And then you'd go, wow, you know what? And you'd be watching the movie, and all of a sudden you feel, God, I feel like eating popcorn or candy, or I got to get a soda or something. And then what it was doing is subliminally, and they outlawed it. It was supposed to be outlawed, and they're not allowed to do that. But they were doing this back in the 50s and 60s. They figured that out, and they started doing it, and then they stopped it. I think in the 70s they started stopping that stuff. Anyway, but that's how they would do this. Now, the same frame, by the way, can be done a different way. So this is done also within... with commercials with sex too, by the way. Some things for sexuality, you know, is a way actually to stimulate somebody to get them to do it. Some things are just straight up obvious, like a beer commercial, two sexy girls, you know, blah blah blah. But there's also subliminal things that are done, shapes and designs. And this is, I'm telling you, from graphics. I know, because In Vegas, you're drawing people in there with their sexuality to be allured in to go see shows, for example, or be wanting to go to some party event or club specifically. They really max out the sexuality in the images. They play games with shapes and designs where you would actually think you're seeing actually a woman within the design without realizing it. This has always been in placement. It's subliminal. I'm just telling you, it's done. And it's also done with both men and women for different ways. Okay? Even in drawings, and this is true if you, and this is true about like Disney designs, the old designs you'll see, and I'm just telling you, there are women's vaginas and male penises and breasts placed in those images to, and it's sort of sick to, and kids have subliminal seeing this stuff. They play a sexuality within that, and that's a fact, unfortunately. And those are placed in within how they designed it. Disney did that. That's how he, I mean, all of these are, you see cartoonists, they just don't, they can start out like that and bring in images and shapes and designs and work around it. Most people, when they draw, normal drawing is done like looking at from middle nose and mouth and draw around it, and then you write it. But they would actually draw like a penis or a vagina, and then around that they draw the image. Get it? So they do actually purposely emplace that image within it. And that's actually a fact. Now if I expand upon the manipulation, it's into different areas, and the obvious ones are the news, and you'll see that was with CNN, BBC, Fox, MSNBC, and of course Al Jazeera, and et cetera, et cetera. They all, every single news agency, or news, Reuters, or whatever, there ain't one, there's not one that's not manipulating stuff. There's not one, because those people want to... there is not any real, of today, there is not really any real journalism that's clean journalism. There's not journalism that is not based upon opinions and influenced by, they have an objective. They all have objectives, and they're right. That's what I'm going to say. That's from New York Times perspective. They're really right. But then there's the other side. That's Fox perspective, or that's Al Jazeera. And they're all right. That's why they can point at each other, because it's true, because they all know that they're doing that. And they do it by utilizing words and images and stuff like that. And I'll give you an example. Even on the internet, it is really blatant and sad, because it's, you know, people thought the internet with its, the media there, well, it's the new information, it's the real truth. And they're just as big liars and manipulators as the other ones. And I'll give you an example, Huffington Post, and this is just a recent one I saw, and it was like amazing. I mean, they're really good at it. And that's why they get the high people come in there. They want to generate, what does Huffington Post, they want to create people coming there on the site and start making comments and posting. And as they're watching, they're seeing the ads that are on there, flashing ads. And the ads are there, and you may not see, you watch them directly or they're subliminally hit. That's how they generate the income, because Huffington Post is free, right? They generate their monies by their ads. So what do? The more people that are on there, the more hits there are, and so the more they can request from their ad agencies, you know, who are the people placing ads. So to do this, they need to cause hatred or piss people off. So the most common one they do, and since they know that their demographics is who they're working with, are more, I'd say, supposed to be left-wing. I wouldn't say liberal because it's not a real true liberals. More like left-wing, if you want to call them that, and who are more inclined anti-Israeli or whatever, and pro-Palestinian. So here's an example of what they do. There was an Israeli airship, kills a terror cell, and then it mentions civilians, maybe one killed and that were collateral damage, and I want to get into that. But what do they show? They don't show the terrorists killed. What they show in the picture, next to the picture now, here's the words, they actually say, Israel airship kills terror cell. Doesn't say civilians. And what they'll have next to it is this two women crying over like kids. It's not even the image of the scene that actually happened. It's a scene to make you, the people say, wow. Now, subliminally, what did they think? Oh, the Israelis killed civilians. And then you'll see right down the line, and they didn't say anything about killing civilians, but they'll have this whole long thing of all these people who are like anti-Israeli going, hey, did you see the Israelis killed people again and killed the mom kids and blah, 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 and it goes on and on. And that's what I mean. When I was in London back in November, I was taken to go see this art exhibit, and it was like downtown there, not near the river there, and they had all these really neat little pictures. And what do? They slip in this photography format, which it just shows one side of a conflict, which is the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, right? And it shows a Gaza conflict, and it shows this child buried in rubble. So what does this image do to anybody? And it makes them hate Israelis. That was part of the image to make you manipulate. So if there was a blown up bus example with a bunch of mangled parts of Israelis with an egged bus or bus shown, what do you think this would cause toward people feeling about Palestinian? They'd hate Palestinians, and that's my point. So it depends on what images are shown. This is done in the US too. This is what Fox News, CNN does. This is what they do on in images. This is how they do it. And they'll give you a warning. Oh, don't watch this. This is really disgusting. That makes people actually want to watch it because they want to see. They're being warned not to see it. So what they're going to do, they did this purposely to manipulate to want to go see it. Now, there's also the subliminal way of hiding images, and I told you that. They actually can put sounds and music and layering effects and put them within there. And I'm telling you, the reason why I know is when I was first doing designs for convention business, the convention shows, there's one guy, you know, was working underneath him, and I remember we were doing several designs and stuff, and one happens to be actually, he used to put in his name and stuff in all the pictures. And you wouldn't see it, but you look at subliminally, it was put there. He did his joke. So if he could do it, so can anybody else. And I actually, personally, I have to admit, I did it too. As you know, you're as a designer, you start, hey, I'm going to put my name in it. Because, you know, you feel like, hey, and you're only paying X amount of dollars an hour doing this stuff. And they're making like, you know, literally, I'm just telling you, tenfold, what for every $10 you get, they're getting $100, 10 times what you're making. So it was like not even there. So we would put that. And if we were able to manipulate, just think of what anybody, any image is going to be manipulated. Now there's also uses of symbols and color and affecting that also dependent on your experience in so-called educational culture or cultured education or whatever. And I once did a show about this, about symbols and colors, and like red is good in China, but means passion or anger in the West. Dragon, for example, in China is good, and it's bad in the West. And a snake in one place means one thing, and in someplace else. And that's very much an issue. So if you see certain images and certain subliminal things, they don't all apply equally to people. It depends on their education and whether how they're educated and where they are culturally consistently, because when you're through your culture, you're from a baby, you're constantly reinforced with what images are supposedly that mean this and supposedly that, so you carry that with you. Of course, I believe you carry lifetime, it's certain one lifetime another, so that's why there's a problem with that, but in the short term, it does work unless people become aware. Now, this is done within the TVs, movies, and media. Like I said, they use music as well as they also ads and logos. Now, some of these images are used to tell another, and I'm going to give you some inferences. This gets a little bit different aspect of it. This was, by the way, exposed by Rick Clay, and you should look him up and watch his video before he had passed away. Actually, some of it was actually interviews, and his name is spelled R-I-K-C-L-A-Y, a very young man, and God rest his soul. And he basically, Rick Clay, exposed the numbers and symbols that the Illuminati were placing within images and how and why they were placing, also utilizing logos and various images, both to be recognized, like saying, hey, buddy, I'm one of the team, too. And also, in a sort of sick way, implying their, you know, devil thing or flashing their one eye thing to, you know, thing to for two reasons. One is, like I said, like, hey, I'm on that, you're on the same team, but also in a religious context, like they want to show that they believe in that ideology or whatever. It's like it's a Christian wearing a cross. Okay, they will have that. Now you'll see the artist in this is no BS, and they're also using ads, and it's straight up. It's there. You can see it. It's not BS, but people's song is there. Like Beyonce, Jay-Z, and Lady Gaga, and even politicians like Bush, Clinton. They do various, you know, flashings with like the devil sign with their two fingers up, or doing the one eye, showing one eye, which is more privileged to being part of the new Illuminati. They are actually doing those for a reason. Okay, they're telling, hey, I'm one of the team, and also showing their appreciation to who they are for what they have. Okay, they're just showing their obedience too. But it's a flash. It's imagine like a gangbanger flashing to another gangbanger. That's sort of it too. There are even images, like I said, these images are also done by clergy. Yes, they are. Many clergy are, in fact, telling the Illuminati that they also believe in Satan or are part of the team. If you ever look at the cross of the Pope, for example, it's changed in the last the last one, John Paul. It's still using the same. It has the Jesus that's sort of tilted down, sort of. It's like, fuck you to Jesus, and here he's walking around with it. It's tilted in a way because that's a symbol of they are now, they're part of the team. But they've always been the team, but they're becoming more, feeling more empowered by what they do. You'll see many clerics, I don't care whether they're Muslim, Jewish, or Christian, or even Buddhist, even the so-called Dalai Lama have succumbed to become part of the Illuminati and utilizing signs in some way to tell the other person, hey, I'm part of you too. I'm part of the team. It's like, you know, hey, buddy, I'm one of you. And also showing their appreciation and their way of to their deity, okay? They're used almost, like I said, like gangs in L.A. But these gangs aren't Crips or Bloods. And we all know that. They also use these same images to influence you. Some are more susceptible to than others. I mean, some people just would blow them off, and others will just suck them down. And some blatantly walk oblivious of it. In the UK, for example, I saw this, I mean, so blatantly, so much devil crap almost everywhere. It was unreal. I was, like, in shock. Every building has something, pentagrams, satanic. Even on their churches, I was, like, amazed. And people walking stupefied. And it's no wonder. I mean, you know, where's the head of the Illuminati, okay? The Queen of England, all right? So you look at that stuff, and it's so blatantly obvious. And yet you go into the U.S., it's not so candid. It's not at all. You will not see upside. You don't see the upside-down pentagrams all over the place and satanic, you know. You don't see Satan's little wings going down one way and one going up. That's a symbol of Satan, you know, of Lucifer, you know, which I don't believe in, but this is what these people believe in. And so anyway, these things are not as prevalent in the U.S. because it's not direct. So, but they'll do it indirectly and is darkly influential within, I would say, within at least 50% of the music and film industry as well, as well as the news media and almost all major corporations. Like 80-90% of the corporations are part of that shit, okay? Just telling you. They're using images to influence and also say, hey, I'm part of that team. I believe in Lucifer or I'm Illuminati and they carry the little lantern, blah, blah, blah. That's all that's reflected. They do take these images and they use them, even though like the original Illuminati really meant being wisdom and enlightenment. They have switched that name and that information to mean actually the carrier of light, which is not what. See how people can change symbols to mean what they want them to mean. So they've done it for themselves, and they think by imposing these symbols and names on you that you're gonna change too. So anyway, themes and symbols can change in history for their meaning and their effect, but and that's the way it is. But I really want everybody to do check this video out when you have a chance on YouTube. It was quite candid. They've actually cut out things when he talks about the Olympics, which is true, which I don't want to get into on this show, about in London being the New Jerusalem. And they actually have a sign, it says Zion on it, and that's because the New Jerusalem or Zion is supposed to be London. They do actually use this. And not the Zionists, like some idiots think. It's the Illuminati. They're just making you hate that. They don't realize what's really going on. But anyway, you should watch that. It's a very candid, interesting interview. He's actually dead on all the symbolizations and how it was being manipulated and used. You'll see he explains how even within logos, the symbols within the logos, how they're identified, almost like gang-related, you know, gang to gang, you know. It really is. Unfortunately, he passed away. So do watch that. Now, back to the TV stuff. Is it really the idiot box, you know? Yes and no. If you want to make yourself an idiot, you can be an idiot if you just sit there all day long and digress into it and believe what you see is real. I know, of course, you can also just enjoy it, but no, that's not a problem, too. I don't really shouldn't judge, and I'm not going to judge. You know, everybody has a choice. But once you're aware of the magic trick that's behind all the imagery and all that stuff, you know what's going on the TV, then, you know, choose what you want to watch, or if you don't want to watch it, watch it. You can choose not to watch it, or know that it's there because you are aware of it, and then therefore if you wish to watch it, you're not going to be subliminally influenced, because you, guess what, you're aware of the influential craft. That's a fact. Once you're aware of something that's affecting you, then you will not be influenced by it. Like I just said to you, you know the magic trick now. Now when you watch images, even if you're not watching it, even subliminally they're throwing stuff, you only inner yourself, higher self, you already see and know that it's bullshit. Okay? But then some people might not be able to do that. They may still be feeling themselves conjured, and that's out of their own choice, and maybe they shouldn't be watching it, to tell you the truth. Anyway, the new stuff, you can watch it like it is, what they are saying and what they do. They are telling you, and the reason why I watch the news, because I like to see how they're trying to manipulate us, because it tells me what their game plan. It's pretty obvious what they do. If you watch, sit back and watch the news and sit back and not believe their bullshit, but look at like they're playing checkers. They're telling you, I'm going to move this little checker into this square, and they're going to go, I think you're going to jump over here and there, because people tend to play checkers. And what they're doing is they're making people think they're playing checkers, but they're in reality playing a chess game. They've actually got a queen that's sliding over here, and a little knight making 3-4 steps. So imagine if they had chess pieces, and you think you have checker pieces, and that's what they do in news, and that's what they all do in everything. They make you have an illusion that you are playing checkers, or people are playing checkers. Anyway, I think it's sort of rather funny when I watch it, because it's pretty candid what CNN, NBC, and BBC, and all of them, even Fox is really obvious. I even get a chuckle when I watch them. But it's like they want to do is lead people like a sheep. You know, sheep here and sheep there. And what amazes me is how many sheeple follow this and believe it. When it comes to TV shows, yes, and I'll watch, like I said, two or three, whatever, and more. I'll just tell you straight up because I'm just tell you how I am. I mean, I watch Sons of Anarchy, and the only reason why is because the humanity behind it, the influence, the realism, of course, is acting or else, and the bikers and blah, blah, blah. It's very real terms of what people have and I've seen go through, so I can relate to it. I don't see any subliminal things personally in that show that really going to influence me. There's a lot of sex and violence, so I don't feel I'm going to ride my Harley, throw on you know, my colors, and now I'm a Mongo or a Hell's Angel. See, so it doesn't influence that way or anything. It just tells a story. And now I also watched a show called The Bee. At first I didn't want to see it, but then I did because it, I think it's pretty entertaining just to watch it, but then also know what they're also doing, and I think it's sort of amusing. And I know people are, they're doing it subliminally because this is what they want sheeple to think. And I purposely say sheeple. What the V show, for example, and they've done it with Skyline, a lot of the even movies of late, they want you to think ETs are like evil. So in the V show TV series, they're trying to make people, like the ETs look like you and me, but they're really lizards like people, you know, sort of like what David Icke said, to scare you, you know, they're shapeshifters. So get it? Now you know what who David Icke is. He does the same thing, you know, ooh, scary. He's part of that image. He's part of that same persona. This is why I have disagreements with some of my colleagues about David Icke. I feel he's part of the same thing. He's, you know, part of the same manipulation. Also, another show, just to not digress into it, but I also watch sometimes Ancient Aliens. It's only because I find it quite informative. That's with my good friend Giorgio Tsakalos. And, you know, it's a very entertaining show to have on History Channel. And there's others. There's Discovery Channel with inspiring scientific stuff. Of course, there's movies, and movies are our culture of expression, of storytelling. So there's a whole lot of stuff that you can watch. I mean, it's no big deal. I mean, like I said, TV can be positive or negative, but you should be aware and look for the magic tricks within its symbolization and its sounds and et cetera, and just be aware of it. Music is the same way. I know there was a reason that most... I tell you, I mean, I'm not really into heavy metal. I mean, one or two groups, but it used to entertain me. Now I understood why. Because the newer, I'm not talking about Black Sabbath, but it was actually after Kiss. Kiss, to me, was the epitome of fucking up rock and roll, and I had friends I knew who loved them, but the guy was a genius. And by the way, he's not Illuminati. Simmons is definitely not. He was just a very smart man. He was in very much knowing how to manipulate and commercialize music. And the whole deal with that evil hand thing, which he sort of took, was basically it was more commercial crap for kids to piss off their Christian parents. And afterwards, you know, it was seen a lot of people took that upon that, oh, they're flashing the Luciferian Illuminati crap, which is bullshit. It has nothing to do with that. And of course, a lot of kids take on that and it has nothing to do with it. And it's not Illuminati in the metal scene. That's bullshit. It's just kids have no idea why they're doing it. They're just trying to emulate what is supposed to be anti-establishment, anti-Christian, anti-thing. Now, the reason why this came about was why I utilized it so quickly. If people know the history of rock and roll, the Christians in the heyday were very anti-rock, and they had this anti-rock campaign back in the 50s, and it has to do with not just being that it's rock, it was very racist-oriented, that they felt that rock is evil, you know, gyrating the hips and all, you know, head show sex, but there's more history behind that, why they didn't like it. There's more racial connotations of white Christians. This is because rock and roll was originally it is really rhythm and blues. It's R&B. That is really R&B. It was African-American music. And white people, because they liked it so much, they didn't... connotation, because you got to realize this is in the old 50s where there was, there was very much the bigotry in the United States toward blacks, and so they couldn't say out of their own mouths rock R&B because they knew R&B referred to black music. So they renamed it rock and roll. And this is because of the white Christians. They called it, but the white Christians still called it the devil music. And it still carried on. And this today is carried on even to the day where people call rock and roll Illuminati, and this is a misguided Christian influence and bullshit behind that. Many naively and ignorantly don't even know this history and jump to this conclusion. Much of the 60s rock scene, in fact, was about love and fighting against the system. Who was the system? The Illuminati. And love was what they were trying to push and pull together. Unfortunately, this changed toward the 70s and 80s, where actually, what it is what happened. So you see, there's a definitely miscommunication, misinformation about music. And this is the same about movies and the same about TV. There are two sides of both industries. One that is definitely dark, or walking in the dark path, and one is definitely walking into the light path. In the movie industry, there are definitely light walkers, which is more prevalent in the movie industry than in the music industry, which is very dark scene. I would say 80% of the music industry is very dark-oriented. Well, I'd say the movie industry was about 50-50, but now I think the movie industry is actually moving more into the light, just by many of things that are showing. It's sort of swinging in a pendulum. Now, if you look at the real side of TV, media, movies, music, on the spiritual context, this is what I was trying to get into after you saw and what envelops. What are we really? I mean, what is it we are doing when we're watching these movies and TV shows? And we're here for one reason. First, let's get to the reason why we're here. We're here in our embodiments. I mean, our physical bodies in this lifetime on this beautiful planet called Earth is to do one thing. Experience. And experience what? Simply to experience. And we can experience, can be done by, is done through healing, and to understanding, and to love, and to learn, and learn to love. It's real simple. And there's a lot of limitation that people try to place upon our experiences, but there's not a limitation upon our own experiences if we therefore choose not to. The limitation is by, in reality, what we choose. So this goes for the experience of media as well. If you want to experience TV and sit on a couch, fine. If you don't want, fine. Who's the judge? If you want to watch a fine movie, that's fine too. If you want to listen to some music or play some video game or whatever, the point is, it's all really fine. Just be aware. But there is a big but. Like I said, be aware simply of what you're watching. Don't be a sheep and don't just follow. There is no shepherd. That was a big line. The shepherd will lead its flock. We are our own shepherd. We are not sheep. This is the biggest lie by clerics, specifically more with Christians that have compelled, and even Muslims and even Jews. We are not sheep. That was the biggest fucking lie ever. You are not sheep. You are your own master. So think for yourself. When you see a movie or image or listen to some music or play a video game or even gaze at a sign or an ad, be aware. Do so, be aware that there might be a subliminal attempt to influence you. Once you're aware of it, it cannot influence you. We all choose. Ignorance comes from the word to ignore. So don't be ignorant, because I just exposed to you what is and how the magic works. Now, all I can say is enjoy the movie. Enjoying is part of life. I know that there are many who don't want to watch TV, like they are better, or that if you watch it, it will feed your mind with bullshit. That's fine. That's their choice. That's not everyone's choice. But if someone told you you are a duck and you can fly, would you jump off the roof and attempt to fly? No, you wouldn't. This is the same of what you watch and listen. You can choose to accept the crap that it is real to make you choose to do what you want. Influence and reality is by choice. You choose to be influenced. You choose to do what you want. You can choose if you want to enjoy the music, and you can choose to enjoy the movie. But just be aware, there are positive elements in music and movies and TV. And I simply think that it is a reflection of humanity. Our arts are the reflection of our culture, our beliefs, desires, and our questions. And sometimes even has our answers. So if you close your eyes and ears to these arts, then you close your mind to all of humanity, because we are all reflections of ourselves and what we say. Every picture tells a story, as Rod Stewart once sang, and it is so true. And John Lennon once sang, Imagine. What did that tell you? Movies are our storytellers. They are our outlet and opportunity to experience what each of us wants to convey, either by a group of artists or a single artist, to tell a story that all actors, art directors, writers, director of photography, and so on have created. If there is some subliminal BS placed with it, that too is part of what you should be aware of, the content or intent of the movie and the story. This is your awareness that opens you up to a greater understanding of each other and ourselves. It allows us to choose an ability to decipher what is the real reality of things. And yet it is what it is, an opportunity to experience. And all we are our experiences, and all we are out of our experiences, whether what we choose to believe or not to believe. It's always your choice. Again, be aware of what is humanity subjecting itself by manipulation. These media don't be sheep. And with that, enjoy the movie, kick back, listen to the music. For in our reality, we are just experiencing. Perhaps we are the ones being watched. Perhaps we are the Truman Show. Perhaps there are actually aliens just watching, laughing at their heads off, enjoying the ups and downs while eating their funky popcorn. This, perhaps, is the network Earth with billions of channels, no satellite interruptions. So smile to the many cameras. You are not only on the Illuminati camera, but perhaps you are on the Earth channel. And I hope you understood this. Remember, we are not sheep. We are people. And before I close, I just wanted everybody, and I didn't go into this in the beginning of the show, but those who are out in the Los Angeles area, again, reiterate to y'all, I am doing readings at Psychic Eye Bookstore in Sherman Oaks, California, and Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Sunday, 11 a.m. through 9 p.m., Monday, 4 p.m. through 10 p.m., Wednesday, 4 p.m. through 10 p.m., and you can call directly at 818-906-8263 to schedule an appointment. You don't necessarily have to be there. They do have coordinated where I do telephone readings as well. So again, that's 818-906-8263, and my hours there are Sunday 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., Monday 4 p.m. to 10 p.m., Wednesday 4 p.m. through 10 p.m. Also, I will be starting teaching Kabbalah class and practical Kabbalah. I'm looking forward to that. That will be on every Thursday starting on September 15th. There will be seven classes. It starts at 7:30. I will be teaching the fundamentals of practical Kabbalah and esoterics, and it will enhance, and I feel it will develop and heal oneself, the greater self-worth, self-love, along with a greater understanding of the universal love and joy. It will broaden the utilization of God's love and the universe's love that is infinitely around, which transcends from individual to humanity. It will definitely develop a keen awareness and deeper understanding of the wisdom held within our infinite universe and its endless capacity. The class will include the teaching of the very fundamentals and the essence of Kabbalah, including spiritual concepts in relation to healing, guides, karma, tikkun, life and experience, dreams, out-of-body, which is the Merkabah, reincarnation, manifesting, creating, meditation, and other metaphysics which apply within the path of Kabbalah. I will also be utilizing teaching utilizing utterances, and that's also a practical form. And again, for those out there, please call to get yourself booked, because there will be limited seating to these classes. It is 818-906-8263, and it starts September 15th, every Thursday, and I look forward to that. Again, I want to thank you all out there for listening. And with my words, I close with, we are all just one universe, one consciousness, and we're all infinitely connected to one another, connected to God, connected to the universe. And with that, love and light. God bless you all, and have a glorious, glorious weekend. Thank you all for listening, and for future listeners. God bless you all. Thanks.